This is because there is a fundamental connection between action and silence. The two seem to be opposites.
But when they reach a point of union, then you can do both. Remain silent and be active. There's a fundamental connection in the very nature of things. Nature of reality is such that the two are not opposite, although they seem to be opposite to us. To be silent is to be devoid of action. To be active means to be devoid of silence. But that is true at our lower levels of consciousness, where we are hardly silent and we are hardly active. So in that kind of a balance,
like the Natarajan.
Oh, yes. If you can really reach that stage of Natarajan, then there's a complete stability and a complete movement. And that is the great secret described in the 15th chapter, where Sri Krishna says, this is what we read last time, but I read again. Verse number 16. Dvau imau purushau loke ksharas chakshara evacha ksharaha sarvani bhutani kutastaha aksharaha uchyate. Dvau imau purushau, there are two purushas loke in this world, ksharaha cha aksharaha evacha, the mobile and the immobile. Action and silence. There is a Purusha which is mobile and there is a Purusha which is immobile. Or there are two statuses of the same Purusha. It is the same reality. So, that reality is at once mobile and immobile. This is a kind of a digest of the Ishopanishad, where Ishopanishad says, Tad ejati, tad na ejati. It moves not. That is the real reality. That is the very nature of reality. If you really become completely silent, you will see automatically the will of action will start, unrestrained. The most omnipotent action will flow from the tremendous silence. Or if you become highly active, intensely active, what is called master act, if you are able to do a master act, you become completely silent. But the action must be master act.
Uncle, then people who opt for the total silence, then why don't they return to activity?
Because it's not complete silence. There is stages of silence. There are many layers and layers of silence. You don't attain to the point where it meets action. Just as in our activities also, we do lot of activities, we also feel we are very active, but we don't reach the point of master act. If you read the master act, you will find supreme silence.
Is that the same as Neshkarmyam?
Pardon?
Is that the same as Neshkarmyam?
Yes, absolutely. When you have the master act, you attain to the non-action. You don't feel the burden of action at all. You don't feel that you are acting at all. It's like carrying a feather in your hand. You may be commanding the whole world or the armies, but the consciousness in which you live is as if you are carrying a small feather. You are completely silent. That is the mark of the Sita Pragya. A Sita Pragya is one who is completely in equilibrium, and yet he is fully active. Like Sri Krishna, when he was in the war, what was his condition of consciousness? Even when Arjuna his great instrument of the action refuses to act, he smiles, rebukes him. He doesn't say anything further. It is such a tremendous silence in his consciousness. That is one of the important things to be noted in the whole Gita. The consciousness of Sri Krishna with which he expounds his whole truth. He does not get tired. He doesn't say, now the time is up. Finish your questions.
But in that condition you become omnipotent.
Yes, quite true. That is true. That is why. That is omnipotence. He is a condition of silence. Therefore it says, Purusha, Kshara, Akshara. The two are simultaneous. It is not as if they alternate. Even in Kshara, there is Akshara is present fully. So that is why, Dvau imau purushau loke ksharascha akshara evacha, Kshara sarvani bhutani. All these things that you see are mobile. Kutastaha akshara uchyate. But that which is absolutely silent, kutastaha, nishkriya, is aksharaha, is immobile. But then, this is not enough. The 17th verse says, uttamaha purushaha tu anyaha. Another than these two is another status. Paramatma iti udahritaha. That is the Paramatman. Yaha lokatrayam avishya vibharti avyayaha ishvaraha. Who, having entered all the three worlds, vibharti avyayaha ishvaraha. Vibharti means breathes. Avyayaha. He breathes, that is active. Avyayaha, which is not active. He is Ishvara, he is the Lord, who is at once Vibharti and Avyaya, who is unexpendable, inexhaustible, who remains permanent. And then in the 18th, Yasmat Ksharam Atitaha Aham Aksharad Api Cha Uttamaha. I am greater than Kshara. I am greater even than the Akshara. Therefore, Uttamaha. I am supreme. Ataha asmi loke vede cha prathitaha purushottamaha. That is why, ataha means that is why, asmi loke vede cha prathitaha purushottamaha. Therefore, in this world, as also in the Veda, I have been described as purushottamaha. And then Shri Krishna says, Yaha mam eva evam asammudraha. Yaha mam eva asammudraha janati purushottamam saha sarvavid bhajati mam sarvabhavena bharata. He who knows me, asammudraha means fully awakened. One who becomes fully awakened and one who knows me as purushottama, Janati Purushottamam, who knows me as the Purushottamam, Saha Saravid, he becomes the all knower. Bhajati Mam, and worships me, Sarvabhavena Bharata, O Arjuna, Mam Bhajati Sarvabhavena. He doesn't say, therefore he sits quietly. Mam bhajati sarvabhavena, in every activity, in every movement, in every emotion, in every feeling, in every thought, sarvabhavena, there is nothing which he avoids. He is not polluted by anything. No action he abhors. Sarvabhavena bhajati mam. And then the last is, iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam maya anaga. In this way, O anagha, O sinless, maya guhyatamam shastram idam uktam. I have now told you the Guhyatamam. Ninth chapter was already Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya. It was already the supreme. But still, this was still left out, as it were. So it is now expounded fully. Guhyatamam Shastram. I have now told you the profoundest secret. This idea that the silence and activity are united in the Purushottama, as a result of which all that is a corollary of it, if you put all this together, that is the meaning of omniscience. You become Saravid. Then you become the knower of all things. Etat Buddhva, Buddhiman, having known this, the one who is intelligent, Syat Kritakatyascha Bharata, he becomes capable of fulfillment of the highest possible action. He does not sit again quietly. Kritakatyascha, he becomes master of action, and all actions are accomplished to the totality, in totality. So once again, the message is a message of action. But action which is based upon a complete silence, one who combines in himself total silence and total activity. Now once we know this, this chapter describes the entire process of bondage and liberation and perfection. The three words: bondage, liberation and perfection.